Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Bobby B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to Dollars and Cents Radio that is broadcast on TerryWilson3.com. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. The reason I normally don't record podcasts on a weekend, but I have been up all night playing with a new service that I have just absolutely, teetotally fallen in love with. And it is very difficult sometimes for me to change from one service provider to another, especially when I'm used to it. And because let's just be honest, when you change up a service provider, especially if it's in the tech world, you know, it's a software or it's a operating system or whatever, you know, it's a little bit of a hassle, that learning curve to, you know, get up to speed and making the new thing work like the old thing, and then get to take advantage of the new bells and whistles that the new service provides. This is not the case with this particular company. For many of you that's been with me for a couple years, you know I'm a huge proponent of MailChimp. MailChimp is like a email service provider that does bulk emailing, not to a cold list, but to a warm list, a list that's been opted in to get content from, you know, a lot of people that market online. We have over 1,800 reps within our network, and you know, they buy into our system. They use our system to do, you know, their own marketing, whether they're in insurance, real estate, direct sales, or whatever. And one of the things that I've always advised, I'm not an affiliate in any way to MailChimp. I just always use their service, like their service, and would recommend it, because I mean, I like to recommend what I use. And, you know, and MailChimp is still a great service, so don't take this the wrong way. I am not criticizing it at all. But there is a new kid on the block, and it does more for less. So you just got to call a spade here. I mean, it is knocking it out of the park. In the show notes, I'm going to put a link to where you can get involved and check them out. They're called, I can't even remember the name just because it's so new. I mean, I've got MailChimp on the end of my tongue, but it's a convert kit, CK Mail Solutions. And I've got a link so you don't have to try to hunt and peck. And I'll send you over there directly to them. And matter of fact, I asked them if I could, after using it, become an affiliate just because I love the product so much. And they said, yeah, we don't really have an affiliate program, but, you know, we'll send you a couple dollars for everybody that comes over. And so I said, well, whatever. I just, you know, even if I didn't, in full disclosure, they're paying me a couple dollars. But even if they didn't, I would still recommend them just because for the last couple days, I've just been playing around with it. And it is so much easier, the operation of, you know, navigating in the back and getting your list set up. It's easy. You know, setting up the auto responses. I'm telling you, one of the things I hated about MailChimp is if I was setting up an auto response, say someone opted into a mail list, and I wanted to rearrange the sequence in which a email went out, there's no way to do that in MailChimp. You just can't drop and drag. You literally had to sort of start from scratch, or, you know, copy and paste from one email to the other and switch the content. And it was just a hassle. It's just absolute hassle. Or if I was trying to get it to work with some giveaways, because I love giving stuff away. As a matter of fact, when you go to TerryWilson3.com, if you sign up on any of my newsletters or opt-ins, I send out a free book that I have produced. It's just a guide. It's not really a book. It's like a two or three page guide of showing you some tools that I use on a day-to-day basis to illustrate, you know, different points I'm making in blogs I'm writing, and also some informational stuff. So it's just a great resource guide that I give away. Well, that's in the biz, if you want to call it that. That's sort of an incentive. You know, I'm asking people if you will, allow me to send you some email about what I do, some of the content I offer, I'm going to give you this. And of course, you can opt out at any time. Well, to make that happen in MailChimp, it's a little bit aggravating, to say the least. This new service provider, they've already got templates set up. You upload your PDFs. It's sent out automatically. You don't have to on hand manage the list as much as you did with MailChimp. The other problem I was running into, I would have people that would come on first as just an onlooker, an observational person that's saying, I'm just checking Terry out. And then they would see some things through the content that I would share with them, say, hey, I want to talk to Terry about that. And then they would move over into being, you know, maybe an affiliate of ours or being a full board member of ours. But their email credentials, as far as with us in our email system with MailChimp, stayed the same. So they were still sort of in the funnel of being like someone that never, you know, switched over. And it was very difficult to program that, to do it automatically, where you wouldn't continually get emails as someone that was not opted into a higher level of membership. And so with this new service provider, I mean, it sort of keeps up with the client, you know, what level are they with you and engaged with you in your business? And then they send appropriate emails that you're sending out. So it is just an absolute wonderful solution. If you are doing any marketing online, and I hope you are, because that's where the world is at, this is a definite. And matter of fact, for the members of TerryWilson3.com, if you're listening to this and say, oh, Terry, you've got all these trainings in the back office about, you know, MailChimp, what are we going to do? Don't worry, I am producing in the next couple of weeks some new training videos on how to use this new service provider to work within our system, you know, our blog and our platform that we use to do marketing and to sell through our call center. So if you're listening to this and you're like, well, you know, I'm sort of already in it. Listen, I've got thousands. I've got about 30,000 people on my, you know, follow-up list that get out, you know, weekly or biweekly email from me, and transitioning over was seamless. It really was. And, you know, I know some of you might be, well, I'm not that great of a tech person. They even got a liaison service that will help you bring it over for you if you've got a larger list. So it's a really cool company, really cool service. If you go to TerryWilson3.com/email, TerryWilson3.com/email. There's actually a video posted there about the service that goes in a little bit more detail. And you can also, under that email, click on the link and try it out for free, check it out for free, and see what I'm talking about. Because I'm telling you, if you're not doing email marketing yet, this is the time you've got to be doing it. And, you know, this is a great service to pick up. So check it out. Also, we've got a webinar coming up, not this coming Monday, but next, which is February the 22nd. And so hope you can make it. If you would like to register to that webinar, simply go to TerryWilson3.com/webinar. That's TerryWilson3.com/webinar. So what I want to do in the remaining time that I have with you on the podcast today is I want to give you, you know, 10 ways you can really enhance your email marketing efforts, 10 ways that you can really, you know, bolster up your email marketing efforts. Because if you're not doing email marketing, you need to be, because it's just a way to put your marketing on autopilot. I'll give you a real world example. Night before last, I had a guy that I had been talking to for over a year, just come on and bought a $2,500 membership package from us. Okay. This guy, I haven't spoken with personally in over a year, but he's in my email list. He gets follow-ups. He gets recordings of different trainings and webinars that I've been doing. And because, you know, it just the time wasn't right at the time, he knew what he wanted to do. It's just a matter of time and when he was going to pivot from full-time in a captive type agency to more of an independent. He just kept getting emails from me, and then boom, he decided last night, night before last, you know, to drop $2,500 on our elite package and become a member, and is now got all of our systems and softwares and stuff and is getting set up to do his own marketing in his industry. So I'm telling you, if you're not doing email marketing and not being diligent with it, you are leaving money on the table. So here are 10 ways that you can enhance your email marketing. Number one, overcome these new Gmail hurdles. Gmail, I tell people all the time, matter of fact, I even warn them when they're opting in, if you've got Gmail, more than likely an email coming from me is going to go into your promotional folder, just because Gmail and Yahoo specifically have become the Gestapo because there's so many spammers out there, and I get it. But make sure in your language on your website, when you're talking to people on the phone, say, hey, I'm going to send you an email. Make sure you let them know if you've got a free account like Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, something like that, more than likely it's going to go into the promotional folder just because they're cracking down on emails that come from these companies like Constant Contact, GVO, GetResponse, MailChimp, and these other companies. And so you just want to be aware of that. Use a modern marketing funnel to drive sales. And what I mean by that is offer something, give some content away. You know, I'm a huge proponent in, you know, adding lots and lots of value up front before anyone ever expects to buy anything or pay anything. So make sure if you're into sports, if you're into music, if you're into saving money, whatever ticks your tigger, whatever your business is about, put something together that you can offer people for free before you ever expect them to give up their email address to allow you to email them anything. Because, you know, it's the old whiff 'em, what's in it for me? So make sure you answer that with your opt-in forms. Use these conversion rate optimization best practices. Whether you want more email subscribers, more purchases, or more specific outcomes, your conversion rate should always be at the top of your mind. I will tell you that I would rather have a small list with a high conversion rate than a large list and a low conversion rate. It doesn't bother me. You know, there's a lot of guys out there with millions of people on their email list, but only 0.5% or more are even opening their emails. That's no good. I'd rather have 30, 50,000 like I have, but have about a 50% open rate and have a, you know, about a 10% click rate, then I would have those lower numbers. So always be looking at your conversion rates. Consider outsourcing things if you don't have the time to write a nice, clean newsletter. I will tell you, the templates in this new system I'm telling you about is going to put a lot of things together for you. You don't have to be a graphic designer to make it happen and it look, you know, top shelf. You do not have to be some, you know, major graphic guy. The templates in there are beautiful. Use key elements of effective strategy. When you're working on any part of your marketing plan, you need a clear strategy. So when you're sending out an email, just be real clear about what this email is about. Is it an invitation to a webinar? Is it information on a product? Is it just adding value? I would say 90% of every email I send out, I'm never expecting a return as far as, you know, them buying anything or doing anything. I don't even have a call to action in them. It's just information. It's just more content because I'm wanting to build more than anything rapport with my audience. Okay. And finally, learn to use hacks to communicate with your audience. And what I mean by that is whether you're communicating with customers via email or social media or online methods, learn how to tie it all together. So it's not just like this annoying little thing that's constantly dripping on people and like, oh my gosh, I wish this person would go away. But more, you're connecting with them in a way that's non-intrusive, non-invasive. And one of the things that this new system will allow you to do is tie your email list with your social media marketing. So you're not directly emailing them all the time, but you're showing up on their news feed on Facebook and stuff. It's very effective. So until next time, this is Terry Wilson with TerryWilson3.com.
You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.